Hi, and welcome to Creative Coding with Unity. My name is Rick Barraza, and this is what we'll be building today for our very first lesson with Unity. As you can see, it's a pretty ambitious Hello Unity project. We'll be going over lighting and prefabs, creative coding. I'll basically be giving a whirlwind tour of all these cool new features in Unity for you as a creative coder. Because I'll be teaching you exactly the way I wish somebody would have taught me Unity last year when I was picking it up. So this is definitely focused for creative coders and not necessarily game designers, but somebody who wants to control the entire environment and start creating these volumetric experiences. So let me close this out. And let's get started. Now I'm going to be teaching this, assuming you're following along. So the first thing I'm doing is opening up the Unity editor. I'm going to click New Project. And I'm going to name this project Hello Unity. Make sure you've 3D selected down here. I have it in the folder I want. I'm going to say Create Project. And when it pops up, we'll see that Unity 5 is pretty advanced, but it's making certain assumptions for us. Again, Unity's really optimized thinking that you're here to make indie games, and we're approaching Unity as a creative coding platform. So certain assumptions it's made for us, for example, it's given us the skybox. If I'm in my scene editor, if I hold Alt down and I rotate around, I can see it's given me this full environment. It's made certain assumptions about a camera. We can see here it's a type perspective camera, which is what we'll be using for 3D. It's also added a directional light and given it color. Again, for game designers, these are really good. But as creative coders, we want full control over what our app looks like. So we'll be taking these out, but we're not just going to delete them in mass. We'll be surgically removing them to see what they're doing, how they interact with the scene, so that we'll know when to bring them back when we want to. So in order to see the effects of everything, well, first let's talk about the editor really quick. This is how I have my layout. If you'd like a similar layout, I'm over here at Windows. I'm using the tall layout, which sets up over here. My hierarchy panel that basically says what's in my scene. Here's kind of my folders and assets. Everything will come into here. And here's my general inspector. Over here, I have my scene editor, so I can see the objects in my scene. When I select the camera, I get a little peek into what the camera is looking at. And when we run the scene from here, the game tab gets active. And this is basically what somebody watching your experience will see or observe. So in order to see what some of these defaults are, and come back to our scene, let's create a game object. I'm going to go to Game Object, 3D Object, and a Cube. It creates a cube for us. Now you'll notice that it didn't create the cube exactly right. It just kind of put it in the middle of our visual screen. If we want to reset that quickly, we could zero it out ourselves. Or we come over here, drop down, and say Reset. It's a handy little trick that resets everything where we want it. To move around my view in the Scene tab, I press Alt to rotate. My mouse lets me zoom in and out. And the hand icon up here lets me pan stuff around. Moving my view here doesn't necessarily move my camera. My camera, I move by selecting it and moving its position. There's another way of moving the camera, which we'll get to very soon, which is actually much handier. But for right now, realize that your camera is an object in your 3D scene, and you move it around just like you would any other object. That's why when you select it, it gives you this little camera preview. And the camera preview is always what you see in the Game tab. Now, there are a couple other things to notice. This cube, which we've reset, so it's right in the middle of our universe, 0, 0, 0. It's 1 by 1 by 1. When I run, so if I run this, I see I'm now in my game mode. If I select the cube, I can make changes to it while in game mode. So I can grab this cube and pushing it Z forward, I can move it into the screen. So as I increase its Z position, I'm moving that cube way, way back there. If I see my scene tab, I see that I've moved it, yeah, pretty far away. But as soon as I stop my game, in fact, let's show this. I'm in my scene tab, I'm still running. As soon as I stop my game, it resets again. This is one thing that Unity does, it's very powerful. You can make these tweaks while you're in play mode, but the tweaks are not permanent. So even though I pushed it really far away, since I was in play mode, as soon as I stopped it, everything reset. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad because you might forget you're in play mode. So what I like to do every time I set up a Unity installation on my machine is I tweak the color in play mode. Here's how you do that. You come over to Editor, go to Preferences, and under Colors, see this play mode tint? I like to give mine a color, like maybe magenta, so that when I press play, my editor changes color. This way, it's much less likely for me to make changes thinking that I'm in edit mode when I'm actually in play mode. That's another little handy trick. So we have this cube. Let's start turning this cube into our Cornell box. And as we move it around, notice how the directional light and the skybox that Unity gives us are making visual changes to our scene by adding color and shadow that we currently don't have any control over. I'm going to grab this cube and I'm going to turn it into the floor, so I'll rename it floor. I'm going to set its scale to 10 by 10, 10 by 0.1 by 10. So that's 10 along the X, only 0.1 along the Y to make it very thin, and 10 along the Z. That's my nice floor. Selecting it, I can copy and paste, or I'm going to press Control D to duplicate. I'll rename this one ceiling. And I will move its Y position up by 10. Notice how I move it up. This directional light that came automatically in my scene is casting a shadow already onto the floor. I may or may not want that. So I select ceiling. I'll just type it in because I know it's 10. Let me zoom out so I can see what's going on. Here's our camera. If I select my camera, I can see I'm now kind of looking at the floor. I can't even see my ceiling yet. That's okay. Let's build our Cornell box, and then we will move the camera. So I have my floor down here. I have my ceiling. I'm going to duplicate my floor again. I'm going to rename this wall back. And I'm going to rotate this by 90 degrees. Move it up by 5 and move it in by 5 because everything is around the center. So 0, 0, 0 is down here. So I'm only moving it up by 5 because it's already 10 high, and I'm basically moving the middle of it. Now, Unity sometimes comes in, and although we say 90, sometimes it sets its own values here, and that's fine. But just be on the lookout for that. Sometimes it messes up with some of the aliasing and shadows if it keeps resetting from 90 to say 89.998 or something. You'll notice some tweaks in the shadows if you're not careful on that. So this is my wall back. I'm going to duplicate wall back, and I'm going to rename this one wall right. And for this one, I'm going to rotate it another 90 degrees along the Y. So that's 90 along the X, 90 along the Y, and I need to set its Z to 0 and its X to 5. So I've moved it 5 this way. I've reset it to be lined up to where it was. And so now we have this right wall. Again, the properties were X, Y were 5 and 5 for position. Rotation was X and Y 90 degrees, and its scale was untouched. We're not changing any scale once we did our floor. Let me duplicate this wall right, rename it wall left. And instead of positive 5, I just change its position to negative 5. And now we've created this empty cube that we'll be able to put stuff inside of. When I run my game, I see that my camera is still just looking at the floor. Let me take it out of play mode. So I can try and select the camera and move it up through the editor this way if I wanted to. If I have some of these handles instead of the hand, I could move it this way, and I can see in my camera preview what's happening. But one thing I like to do is, we'll just do it this way for right now. One thing you can do, let's say I have a view like this. If this is where I actually, if the view that I'm seeing as the person editing in the scene editor is the view I want my camera to snap up to, there's a quick way of doing that. You select the camera, you come over to Game Object, and you say Align with View. And what this is going to do is this is going to snap the camera up to share the exact same view that I have from my scene editor. Now if we see in camera preview, it looks, the camera will look in game mode exactly as I see it as the editor in scene mode. That's a handy thing to do. If I undid this, it also works the other way around. If I have my camera somewhere and I want to quickly move my scene editor to what the camera is viewing, by selecting the camera, I then go to game object and I can say align view, align my view as the editor with the selected, in this case with the camera. So if I click this, my scene editor moves to where the camera is. So those are two lifesavers there. Align with view, if you select the camera and you want to move it to your view in the scene tab, or align your scene view with the selected camera. For right now, I'm going to zoom out so I can see the walls, because we're going to start taking off the skybox and the ambient light so we can see what's happening to these shadows and all of these bounce colors that we're picking up. Because that's what this is. This brownish tint is picking up the brown from the skybox. These shadows are being defined by this directional light. I didn't have any say on that, and I want full control of it. So let's start seeing what happens. In fact, if I select the directional light, and if I start spinning its rotation, I can see that the directional light is affecting my shadows as well as my skybox. So I know somewhere, Unity has bound my directional light and my skybox, but I don't see where to do it. This took me forever to figure out. Now, the first thing I did was I was saying, how in the world do I turn off the skybox? So I came over here and I said, well, here it is. Let me take off skybox. Now I've taken off the skybox in my scene view, but as soon as I run it, the skybox pops back right up. So this was my first point of failure. Toggling it off here takes it off from the scene view, but does not remove it from the game. I can't find my skybox here in my hierarchy either. I don't know where in the world Unity created the skybox, but I know that it's affecting my design. Here's where it ended up being. You go to Windows, Lighting, and this entire lighting tab, I always put it up here next to my inspector because it's pretty important. When you're designing stuff volumetrically, it's all about the light and the shadows that define the shape and define the world. It's even more than the shape of the mesh, it's how the light plays with that. So as you're getting into volumetric creative coding, lighting and shadow and color is what defines your experience. So I like keeping this lighting tab open. We'll be going back and forth with this quite a bit. But anyways, on this lighting tab, here in the scene, here we find finally what the skybox is. Now before we do anything, let's select this directional light. We see that the skybox has been using this directional light as its sun. And what we're going to do is let's delete the directional light. I deleted the directional light, but I still see light. So this skybox tab was doing a couple things. It's kind of cool that my skybox is now instantly gone to twilight, but now it's actually made it worse. Now what was supposed to be white, I'm now picking up this really burnt orange color off of the bounce back on the bottom. And now I have this kind of bad twilight effect over here. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to get rid of the skybox. I'm going to select this little option over here. And here is where my default skyboxes are. In a supplemental lesson, in another lesson, we'll talk about creating our own skyboxes. But for this project, since we're creating this Cornell box and we're going to move the camera inside of the box, we can just get rid of this skybox for now. So I'm going to come here and select none. And I now have gotten rid of my skybox. But it also did another thing. It got rid of all this ambient light as well. You see this ambient intensity right here? This is basically the ambient color. We're basically saying when there's no color around, how black is your black? And we've selected this kind of darkness here. So we see this cube is all solid. If we dropped the black all the way down, we have our typical black room at night effect where everything's just really black. So at this point, we've taken Unity all the way down to its basic empty form. We got rid of the skybox. We really have our ambient light being pretty dark. We don't have any directional light. So now let's start bringing in our own light choices.